I am glad to have you here today, and I hope that if you are a mother, a grandmother, perhaps even a great-grandmother, or maybe even a woman who is pregnant, a mother-in-waiting, as it were, I trust that on Sunday you'll enjoy time with those who you love and who love you in the return. I look forward to being with my own mom. But let me also say, I'm aware that within the sound of my voice may be women who wanted and who want to have children but could not or cannot. Usually Sunday coming is a hard and difficult day for you. I pray for you, and I ask that God's love and grace as well as compassion will be given to you. God's will is not always that all wives be mothers. And so I hope you will continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, even if you wanted so badly to be a mom, but could not and are not. And gentlemen, fail not to honor your children's mom this weekend. Your wives are waiting, so gather the kids together, get a plan, and put it into action. Make her day one to remember, and by that I mean a good memory. Come on now, brother. Do not just get a card at CVS late on Saturday night. You and your kids, let this woman know how deeply she is loved. After all, it is still Friday, and that gives you what remains of today and all day tomorrow. And with this, I shall end my unsolicited and perhaps very much unwanted advice. The end. We have before us this month Jesus, and he's doing what he does. He's the master teacher, and he's teaching us his disciples. If we are in Christ, we are Christ's disciples. What's that you say? You're not a Christian? Well, stay here. Jesus will have something for you as well. In this text of Luke chapter 2, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. And so let me show you now in the Bible how the Lord imparts to us this great truth. And again, hearkening back to our leading lesson, introduced on Tuesday, remember that this lesson for us comes not from what Jesus says, but rather from what he does. Although sometimes God does not speak, God is always active. And let's see that now in Luke 2. To begin with, let's discover how Jesus honored his parents. Look at verse 40. This is Luke 2, verse 40. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. The child here is Jesus. We've already learned that in context. And notice what Luke says about him. He grows physically. The text says, become strong. And if you have parented boys, you know how they grow big, fast. And then Jesus grew mentally. The text says, increasing in wisdom. Children get wise to you, often very quickly. And thirdly, Jesus even grew spiritually. Again, verse 40 says, and the grace of God was upon him. We are not given any more details. But notice also what is not said. For example, the Bible does not say, and Jesus grew as God in human form and ruled over his parents, commanding them daily in how to better obey God, his true Father. No, the child Jesus humbled himself and was totally obedient to Joseph and Mary. He was a boy who honored his parents by quietly growing to become strong, increasing in wisdom, and having the grace of God upon him. Young people within the sound of my voice, are your parents using this as a way to teach you who God is? Well then, learn this lesson from Jesus today. As you continue to grow to become strong and increase in wisdom, and in order that the grace of God may be upon you, honor your parents day by day, in quiet, without your friends or Sunday school teacher around reminding you how to treat mom and dad or grandmom and granddad. Be obedient to them. Do not make a big deal out of having to do what they tell you to do. This is what Jesus models for you. Okay? You got it? Awesome. I'm showing you how Jesus quietly, not by what he said, but by what he did, honored his parents. And listen to verse 42. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. Notice that the child goes with Joseph and Mary to Jerusalem in keeping with God's holy law. The custom of the feast corresponds to what God commanded of the Israelites in the Old Testament, And Jesus' family loads up as part of a caravan and makes their way from all the way up in the north of Israel, Nazareth, to south in Israel, Jerusalem. And notice what Jesus quietly and without argument does. He goes with them. He's 12. 12 is that age when a lot of early teenagers start to push back against their parents. They can be defiant, but Jesus is not. It appears from this verse, 42, that he willingly accompanies them to fulfill what God's law required. At this point in our little walk through these verses in Luke 2, I want to briefly only apply the lesson of Jesus honoring his parents to verse 49 also. This is when Jesus responds to his mother's anxiety regarding losing him in the caravan on their way back to Nazareth when Jesus stays behind at the temple in Jerusalem. Coming back to Jerusalem to search for him, when they found him, Mary addressed Jesus, verse 48. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And the boy Jesus responds in verse 49, saying, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" And we might be tempted to think, well, Jesus, did he really honor his mom now with a response such as that? Jesus sounds like he has a bit of an attitude with his mother. No, not really. And when I teach this verse 49 later in this series, I'll prove it to you. But today, I on that little clock on my wall, I need to keep us moving. I am showing you how Jesus honored his parents in a very quiet but consistent way as he grew up. And now we come to Luke 2 and verse 51. This is the key verse. Let me read it for you and then talk with you about how Jesus honored God by honoring Joseph and Mary. Luke 2 verse 51 says, "And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth, and Jesus continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart." I trust that it's as clear as the nose on your face that Jesus honored his parents by what we read in this verse. You can underline the word subjection. Jesus fully submits himself to the authority of this man Joseph and woman Mary. The Greek word for subjection means to place under in rank. Jesus acted as if his parents outranked him. He believed that they did because his heavenly Father had given Jesus to them so that he could grow up in human flesh as part of a family. And of course, Jesus lived in subjection to them because the Lord perfectly fulfilled all of God's law. And what does God's law say in the Ten Commandments? Yes, if you will listen out to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, you'll hear this from God's mouth to your ears. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." There it is, God's holy law. And here is Jesus perfectly obeying, fulfilling all law. Oh yes, Jesus honored his father and his mother. Well, now let me talk to you adult children. Does God command honor to our parents? And does he apply this to us even when we're old enough to go out on our own? If you're listening past the age of 18, must you honor God by honoring dad and mom? The biblical answer, yes. Yes. Please notice in Exodus 20 that God puts no limit on the commandment. Or, what makes this even more difficult, depending on what type of people your parents are, the Lord God does not give any exceptions. He does not say, "Honor your father and your mother if they're good people, or if they're also Christians, or if they have never mistreated you." No, God doesn't say that. He bottom lines the whole thing in one sentence. "Honor your father and your mother that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." And Jesus comes along in Luke's gospel and proves to us the commandment still stands because Jesus himself, in his humanness, honors his own parents. So what Jesus teaches us in Luke 2 is applicable to any of us at any age whose parents are still alive. Honor them. And not just on Mother's Day or Father's Day, but every day. This is the command of God for us. And I'll add this, should you be struggling to honor your parents because they are the hardest people to honor, and you wonder what honor even means in the context of your family, reach out to me today with an email or letter. Write to me about how you're struggling to do as Jesus models for you. I want to pass along to you some personal words of encouragement and help. What you share with me will be confidential, and we can wrestle together with what obedience to God means when we have a parent or parents that are impossible to deal with. In our world, with so many broken families, with parent-son, parent-daughter relationships a real mess, we need to help one another. We need the wisdom and advice of other struggling adult children that they can pass along to us. So take advantage of my offer. I look forward to hearing from you. It might also be just-in-time wisdom, given that Mother's Day is now less than 2 days away. Well, in these verses, Jesus teaches us to live quiet lives, trusting God to develop intimacy with us in our daily routines. And one of those routines is the interaction with parents. And in his own quiet, routine life, Jesus chooses to honor Joseph and Mary. What about you? What do you there in your own quiet life, same thing day after day, choose to do? When mom calls, how do you respond? When dad needs personal medical attention in his old age, are you there to help? Maybe you're on your way again, just like yesterday and last week and last month, to do something for them. What's your attitude in doing so? I hope you're finding that Jesus has wisdom for you. And there's more here. Next week, we're going to see that Jesus also lived with his parents, Jesus worked, and Jesus battled with and always overcame temptation. These are also the realities we wrestle with in the ho-hum of our existence. And so let us see how Jesus handled these. Let us learn from him, our master teacher. Let us learn from him about who God is. And remember to write to me. After all, May is the month for mail. The weekend is a good time to pop a note out to me. I look forward to receiving that and then talking with you again on Monday right here on God Is.